All right, so let's talk about Dunkirk. I saw the movie a week ago, and I don't know. I assume everybody knows the story of Dunkirk. It's a true story, and the film is portraying a true story. And the true story is that in World War II, as the Germans swept through, invaded France, swept through Belgium and the rest of Northern Europe, they cornered. I think it was 400,000 French and British troops on a small beach called Dunkirk. And the Germans had managed to wipe out those troops, capture them or kill them. That would have caused the Allies, the French and the British, it would set them back years in terms of their ability to mount an offensive against the Germans. Who knows what would have happened for the rest of World War II. You know, many of the troops on that beach who were ultimately saved came back on D-Day and fought the Germans and pushed them back. It would have been a devastating loss for the Brits in particular. And it could have very well emboldened Hitler to try to cross the canal and invade Great Britain. That was the real danger, is that if he'd captured or killed all those British troops in Dunkirk, he would have probably felt and felt free to just cross the canal and try to invade Britain. And indeed, the British knew this. So the British held back from trying to rescue their people. They held back much of their air force and held back much of their navy, because they were worried that if they engaged the Navy and the Air Force in the battle over Dunkirk, that and in the end, the Germans would wipe out their soldiers and they would destroy many of their planes and many of their ships, that they would be defenseless when the Germans actually tried to invade the United Kingdom. And so indeed, not only with these hundreds of thousands of troops abandoned on this beach, they were under constant aerial attack from German fighters, under constant bombardment from artillery positions not that far away. They were within artillery range, and very few Navy ships. No Navy ships could come close enough to actually pick up these soldiers. So there was one place where you could load soldiers up onto the ship, but that was quickly bombed by the Germans, so you couldn't even do that. So there was no way for the big ships to come in close enough. So they would have to send rowing boats, and it was a slow, cumbersome process. But in addition, the British Navy was not willing to dedicate enough ships to do this. The way in which these troops were ultimately saved was that there was a call. The Navy basically used a provision that they had where they took over civilian boats. And so they went to basically confiscated civilian boats, small boats, and sailed them towards the coast. But what happened was that even boats that were not commissioned by the Navy, boats and most of the boats that landed up sailing were sailed by civilians, non-commissioned by the Navy, and just people voluntarily got in their boats and sailed to Dunkirk. I think the British citizens realized that their future, that their lives, that everything they cherished was at stake, and that they needed to do something, that this was a time for action. Real heroism, heroism for a good cause, for the cause of defending liberty and defending freedom. So thousands of little boats sailed across the British Channel, could get very close to the shore, loaded up soldiers, and sailed back. And it was one of the greatest rescue missions in human history, maybe the greatest. They got 300,000 British troops off of the shores of Dunkirk. All right, that's the story. That's what happened. The movie is in the theaters right now. It's so let me just say, it was an incredible, it's an incredibly made movie. It's made by Christopher Nolan, who made the Batman movies. Now, again, I'm not an expert on film. I'm not an expert on aesthetics. But I think this is an incredibly well-integrated movie. The music, the cinematography, the acting, the storyline. He has three storylines in the end in terms of how those three storylines integrate, and they all do integrate in the end. And it takes you a little bit of a while to catch on to what's exactly happening, but it makes it interesting. It's intense. You literally, my wife at the, when we, as we movie ended, she said, let's go home and get in the jacuzzi. I need to calm down. you're at the edge of your seat. And I think he achieves that not only because the story is so intense, but because the music is so effective, because the story is so dramatic. You've got three stories going on. You've got a story of what's going on the beach and the efforts of two particular soldiers to get off the beach and to do whatever it takes to survive. It really is a story of survival and the obstacles and the disappointments and the catastrophes and the bravery and the heroism and the cheating and the cowardice that all goes on when you've got hundreds of thousands of people who are trying to survive. And then you've got one story that happens on one of these boats, you know, sailed by a civilian heading towards war, not knowing what they're heading towards, but heading towards, they know, you know, the future of their country and therefore the future of their freedom depends on it. And they're sailing towards something. And then you've got a pilot who is one of the few pilots up in the air trying to protect the evacuation of Dunkirk from the Nazis Air Force and from the Air Force just bombing the ships and bombing the beaches. And every one of these stories is anchored by incredible performances, acting-wise. Very dramatic situations. Now, you never get deep into the characters. The movie is not a character movie. The movie is almost an atmospheric movie. The movie tries to place you there and make you feel like you're there, but it's not. You get a sense of characters, but you don't get much because it's partially because the story's jumping within less than 2 hours between three different storylines. So you don't get to know any particular one of the people involved in those three storylines. And it's not a raw heroism, you know, wonderful, everything is great movie. So it's definitely a movie about the horrors of war. It's definitely a movie about people being heroic in those horrors, but it underplays the heroism. And maybe that's a criticism I have of the movie. It's definitely not romantic in that sense. It's romantic in the sense that people are doing courageous, heroic things, and people are applying their free will in pursuit of values. But it doesn't celebrate those values. Indeed, when they reach home, they are convinced that and I'm not giving away anything because there are no spoilers because it's an historical movie and you all know what happens. But when they reach home, you know, they are convinced that they have failed, right? They have lost to the Germans. And they think that they are going to be booed and they're going to be spat on and they're going to be disrespected. And when they come home, they get the opposite response. People are celebrating and people are cheering them and so on. And so it's got this sober mood to it. And then one of the big criticisms of the movie is Churchill gives a very famous speech during this. I mean, maybe his most famous speech during World War II, and an amazing speech. Well, we will fight them on the beaches. We will fight them here. And, you know, we will survive and we will thrive and we will do this. It's a phenomenal speech. And to hear Churchill do it, or to hear an actor doing Churchill doing it is inspiring. But that's not the mood of the movie. The mood of the movie is very somber. So what it has is, it has the soldier reading it at the end on a train when he's in England, and it's in the newspaper, and he's reading it aloud. And I found it very powerful. I found it very poignant. You know, it's what it means to him. Yes, it's not a grand statement about saving Britain, but it's much more personal, and I found it very meaningful. Anyway, I thought the movie, I enjoyed the movie, and I would definitely go see it. Now, it's not a, and I think the way he ties in the three storylines, pay attention to the three storylines, and pay attention to the, and I'm not going to give it away, pay attention to the titles when they first come about. It says the beach 1 week, the boat or the ship 1 day, the plane or something like that, 1 hour. 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week. Pay attention to that, and you'll see how it all comes together at the end. It's really, really, it really is quite fascinating. I found the movie inspiring in spite of its kind of attempt to dull down our emotion, pro-heroism emotions. I found it amazingly well integrated. And a beautiful experience and very, very intense. So I was completely in the movie. I was completely drawn to it. So I would recommend it. You know what it doesn't have, which I loved? It doesn't have gore. So it you're completely at the edge of your seat. You're completely in suspense about people dying and how they're going to die and all of this. And there's no guts spilling out. And there's no blood squirting all over the place. It doesn't have that D-Day landing scene from Saving Private Ryan where people's guts are flowing out of them and all that. You don't need that to get at the horror of what their experience is. The mood is far more powerful. And this is what Hitchcock understood. It's far more powerful than showing you the real savagery of war and leaving the savagery implicit rather than explicit. Anyway, very powerful. And I would recommend seeing it. I'm interested to hear what you guys think of it. So that is my review of Dunkirk, the movie.